Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark. Here we are, Monday morning, August the 26th, 2019. Well, I hope you had a great weekend is what I did. Saturday, Kimberly and I got up and we drove down to Owensboro. We were in the area to celebrate the 116th anniversary of Richland Baptist Church, which is in the Livermore, Kentucky area. Richland is the church who gave the authority to Emmanuel Missionary Baptist Church to become a church. And so we become friends with our pastor, Jonathan Turner, and we went down to visit them this weekend, preached at their anniversary services, and had a great time. While we were attending the services yesterday, a group by the name of Fervent Heart sang. And our hearts were encouraged by this group. They sang some old favorites, and they sang some songs that were new to me. And their singing reminded me of just how much I enjoyed singing with Kimberly in the past. And ever since I had my throat issue, I've not sang like I used to. And maybe I will try to do a little bit of that because I really enjoyed their singing. And, of course, I enjoy singing myself. But anyway, as I was preparing to make the long trip home, I began to think about getting home and the morning devotion and all of that. And as I thought about what I might share, I thought about the name Fervent Heart. And so that was the name of the group, Fervent Heart, that sang. I decided to look that up, Fervent Heart, to see if it is in the scripture. And the only verse that I could find with the words Fervent Heart in it was found in 1 Peter 1:22, and let me share that with you. It says this: seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Wow, what a scripture that is! That verse is full of powerful teaching. And so today I just want to use that verse of scripture as my morning devotion. The first thing we want to see there is that this verse is written to those who have purified their souls in obeying the truth. This is powerful for us and impactful for us because we realize that obeying the truth produces a pure soul. Now, let's understand this. Obedience to the truth has an impact in your life. You can't believe the gospel and believe the truth and it not impact your life. If your belief of the gospel or what you say is a belief of the gospel isn't impacting your life, you need to go back and check your belief because everyone who is born again is a new creature in Christ. They are changed. So if you believe in Christ and you're obedient to the truth, your life will be changed. We also want to see the only way to have a pure soul is through obedience to the truth. You can't purify your soul by trying harder. You can't purify your soul by doing good works. You can't purify your soul by giving more money. The only way to have a pure soul is to be obedient to the truth. Second, we understand from this passage that the only way to be obedient to the truth is through the Spirit. The natural man doesn't receive the things of God. One must be born again in order to be born again of the Spirit in order to be saved. If he's going to follow God, he has to be born again of the Spirit because the natural man won't follow God. And so you must be born again and have the Spirit of God come and take abode in your heart if you're going to be obedient to the truth. See, it is the Spirit of God which enables a man to be obedient to the Word of God. And that man will follow God because he is being led by the Spirit. And if you remember some time ago, we talked about that, being led by the Spirit and not walking according to the flesh. The third thing we see is that following the Spirit and obedience to the truth will cause us to love the brethren. You know, actually, the love of the brethren in that passage is, that phrase, love of the brethren, is actually only one Greek word, and it's Philadelphia. So obedience to the Spirit will lead to brotherly love. Notice this is unfeigned love of the brethren. It's not fake. It will be genuine. Now that's something for us to think about. Do you genuinely love your brothers and sisters in Christ? Or are there some that, you know, they've hurt me in the past, and you know, I got a little bit of a grudge against them. I got a little bit of hard feelings with them. I'll say hi to them at church and shake their hands, but, you know, So we understand that the way to practice brotherly love, which is not faked, is to love our brothers with a pure heart. Which means it's going to be genuine. You're not going to fake your love. It's going to be a genuine love for them. I want you to think about this epistle. You know, this epistle is not written to a church like many of the letters of Paul are. This epistle, which is written by Peter, is written to, as it says, the strangers which are scattered abroad. And so even though it's written to the strangers scattered abroad, I still believe this epistle would be read in an assembly and it will be used by an assembly, because an assembly, a church, is the plan of God for the propagation of the truth. And the truth here is applicable to churches today. Those who are being obedient to the truth will practice brotherly love from a pure heart. Because the heart is pure, the love will be fervent. It will not be passive. It will be zealous, with a true desire, with a real desire. So since it's not faked, since it's not feigned, it will be real. The love of the brethren, if you're really loving your brethren, then you'll forgive those who have hurt you. True love will confess faults one to another. True love for the brethren will esteem others better than themselves. It will not hold grudges. Man, as I'm sitting here preparing this devotion, I can't tell you how this gets to me. This convicts the heart of this pastor. I think I have some repenting to do so that I can love some of my brothers with a pure heart. Then maybe my love will be fervent. See, there's some fellow Christians that maybe I need to forgive for the way they've treated me in the past. And I need to love them with a pure heart. Because that's what obedience to the truth produces. It is a fervent love from a pure heart. That's what the Holy Spirit produces. What about you? Today, Lord, we come to you in prayer, thanking you for your word. I thank you, Lord, that your word is a pure word. I thank you for your word, even though sometimes it convicts me. I pray, Lord, that you'll help me to look at my obedience to your word. I pray, Lord, that I will see the places where my love for others might not be pure. I pray, Lord, that you will forgive me of those places where my love may be fake. I pray, Lord, that you'll help me to forgive those who have hurt me. I pray, Lord, that I can begin to love others with a pure heart. Forgive me of my sin of not loving with a pure heart fervently. Help me to walk in your Spirit and be obedient to this command. Thank you that you have always loved me with a pure heart fervently. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope this encourages you. Have a good day. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark, signing off.